HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi once again took a jibe at West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Addressing a rally in the poll-bound state, Prime Minister Modi said Banerjee's rage continues to grow. Prime Minister Modi said the reason for it is the dwindling electoral fortunes of the ruling Trinamool Congress. He said in half of the elections in Bengal, the Trinamool Congress has been wiped out. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on Monday endorsed COVID-19 vaccine for all. He said that everyone has the right to a safe life. He also tweeted a video as part of Congress campaign. Gandhi urged citizens to protect by making themselves and everyone aware about the vaccine. The video said that the central government has failed to control the pandemic. It also alleged that there is a shortage of vaccines. The police in Minneapolis fatally shot a black man in Minneapolis in Minnesota. The incident took place 16 kilometers from where George Floyd was killed last year. The victim was identified by his family as 20-year-old Dante Wright. He was stopped by the police at a traffic signal. The cops said he had an arrest warrant and when they tried to arrest him, he fled. Wright crashed the vehicle several blocks away and died. The incident has triggered fresh protests in Minneapolis. Indian wrestlers will have personal coaches in the build-up to the Tokyo Olympics. The Wrestling Federation of India has agreed to the proposal. It already allowed Asian Games gold medalist Vinesh Phogat to train under her personal trainer. Ravi Dahiya and Deepak Pania have been allowed to take their coaches to Asian Championship in Kazakhstan. The coaches have been sanctioned under the government's Target Olympic Podium scheme. A new study has given novel insights into the effects of chemotherapy on immune cells. It has been conducted by Queen Mary University of London. The study found that chemotherapy enhances the anti-tumor actions of immune cells. The study focused on high-grade serous ovarian cancer. Previous research has shown that chemotherapy may activate immune cells. The study has been published today in Cancer Immunology Research.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.